Welcome back to your ultimate guide to the Padres offseason. This is Padres Social Hour, the offseason special from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
Welcome back. Josh Stein, assistant general manager, will join us next segment. We got Bill Center coming on to talk about All-Star history here in San Diego.
That's so appropriate.
Yes, he's been here for all of it. And fan Twitter questions coming up a little bit later as well. But RJ, while you're here and while we're talking about All-Star games, and appropriately so with the 2016 game coming here, I want to revisit a couple of All-Star games with you, 1975 and 1976. Now, a couple of things here. One, I love like that era of baseball.
It's
and I
it
know
was
a lot of people
era.
Do too. It really was. So it's a great excuse for us to once again dust off some RJ All-Star highlights. So Blooper went into the archives here, and let's start with 76, the game you started.
Right.
You know, and it was Philadelphia, and it was the bicentennial. President Ford throws out the first pitch.
Right.
I mean, this was not just any All-Star game, right?
No, it really wasn't. I mean, a special time for the whole country, and doing it in Philadelphia, and the celebration of our country was special, and it was a lot of fun. And in my locker next to me was Tom Seaver, so Tom and I were together, you know, in the clubhouse. And I remember when the president came by and autographed baseballs for us and had a nice chat with him, and just some phenomenal things going on. And exciting. I mean, just a sellout crowd. And like I mentioned, I had a pretty good infield, as you can see. I had a pretty good chance that day. I had a feeling I might win that ball game.
All right, so yeah, Bill wrote about this on Padres.com the other day. Really a fun look back at the game. So yeah, who were the four infielders behind Mr. Sinkerballer on the AstroTurf?
I got Pete Rose at third base. Uh-huh. I got Dave Concepcion at short. You know, I've got Joe Morgan at second. I've got Steve Garvey at first.
Yeah.
And behind the plate, I got Johnny Bench. So, I mean, say, who are the outfielders? I didn't care, you know. I really didn't care that day, but I just knew if I keep the ball in the infield, I had a chance. And they didn't disappoint, man. They played great.
I'm guessing there were some legitimate butterflies at the start of that
oh,
game.
Oh, my, yes. Yeah, a great story. Pete Rose throws the ball around. He flips me the ball, and it's so noisy there. And he comes right up to me, and he goes, hey, you know, these 60,000 people don't bother you, do they? And I went, no. And he looked at me and goes, how about the 100 million on TV right now watching us, you know? And I went, thanks a lot,
yeah,
Pete. That's just
that.
What
yeah.
I needed, you know? And like I mentioned, you know, I was a little pumped up that first inning, maybe overthrowing the sinker ball a little bit, which is, you know, going to happen. But, you know, by the second inning, it leveled right out and, you know, just felt really at home.
So you start the 76 All-Star game. You go on to become the winning pitcher in that game, which is neat because you finished off the 75 All-Star game.
Right.
And you got the save there.
Yes.
So the only guy to kind of accomplish that double, the save 1 year and then the start and the win the next year. How different was closing out the 75 game to, like, starting the 76 game?
Oh, it's a whirlwind, you know, yeah. in the bullpen. And, you know, of all things, Andy Messersmith, you know, picked up the phone in the bullpen. You know, and Walter Austin just told him, he says, hey, give me that little left-hander, the curly-haired left-hander that gets everybody out. Walter couldn't remember my name. And so, you know, Andy hangs up the phone. It's got to be you, lefty, you know. So, I mean, I warm up real quick. Next thing you know, I'm on the mound, you know, happening pretty fast. And next thing you know, three guys, three outs. Unique thing, Gary Carter, you know, actually a catcher playing left field, getting a little time on the field.
In his helmet.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he even had a hat, it looks like.
And it was just great. But, you know, it went by so fast, but so exciting. It was just great.
Really, really neat. So I guess if I'm thinking about and dreaming about, as I imagine a lot of us have, starting an All-Star game, when did you first look at the starting lineup for the American League in 76? And did it get in your head at all? Because you're knowing you're starting the game, and so you're knowing you're getting the cream of the crop right off the bat here in the first inning.
Jesse, at the point in time, if you go back, I was 16-3 at the time at All-Star break. I was having a pretty good year.
Yeah.
I didn't care who their lineup was.
Didn't even bother you?
No, not whatsoever. In fact, I don't remember really ever looking at their starting lineup.
Really? It just didn't even cross your mind?
No.
That's awesome.
You know, I knew I had to go out and stay within myself and do what Randy Jones does, and that's exactly what I did. You know, and it was just great. It was just a fun experience. Loved it.
One of the great moments in Padre history, Randy Jones closing out the 75 All-Star game and then starting and winning the 76 All-Star game. And, yeah, not a bad infield playing behind
you. Yeah, and really, really proud of, you know, of all this. I mean, the first pitcher, I think, to actually pitch in 75 for represent the San Diego Padres. And then to turn around in 76 and be, you know, the first starting pitcher from the Padres to start an All-Star game. I was really, really proud of that. I was proud to represent San Diego. It was cool.
And you should be, and you should have been, and it is neat, to say the least. All right, we'll have more All-Star memories with Bill Center coming up in a little bit. We'll talk to Bill about the games that were played here in San Diego. But thanks for going back on memory lane with us.
I'm excited.
The curly-haired left-hander who gets guys out.
Yeah, that's exactly what Walter Olson called me, and I'll take it. He gave me the baseball. I appreciated that.
Very cool.
That's cool.
Very, very cool. All right. Hey, I appreciate that. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll drop back into the present tense and visit with Josh Stein, the assistant general manager of the San Diego Padres. We'll talk to him about this crazy offseason and sort of the construction of this roster right now. You're a left-hander.
Interesting.
A lot of right-handed bats in this lineup, you would think, for the Padres coming up in 2015. We'll talk to Josh Stein about all of that. Meanwhile, if you want to come out and see that lineup in person, mark your calendars because single-game tickets will go on sale very, very soon. February 6th, single-game tickets. The full schedule, including game times, is now listed on Padres.com. And on the 6th, you'll be able to purchase tickets right there, Padres.com/tickets. Or, of course, you can call 619-795-5555, 619-795-5555, or Padres.com/tickets. Single-game tickets on sale February 6th. Of course, season ticket memberships are on sale right now. Take a break. Come back. Josh Stein talking some ball right after this.
The season's just around the corner.
Pitchers and catchers report in less than a month.
And we've got more Padres talk right after this on Padres Social Hour.